It's time to take a stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
Hello, everybody. Eric Barger here. Take a Stand Radio is on the air. Same time, same stations, every weekend with cutting-edge material dealing with discernment, apologetics, the cults, the occult, the news of today, Bible prophecy, all those kind of things. Today, my guest is author, radio host, and speaker Bill Salas, and we start a new series. Bill is an expert on Israel, the Middle East, and current events, and his articles have been featured in WorldNet Daily, many magazines, and of course across the World Wide Web as well. His readers appreciate his sensibility and his insights rather than the sensationalism that sometimes mars Bible prophecy. In addition to being an author, a researcher, and a lecturer, Bill is also a radio host of the popular Prophecy Update radio program. I've been on that show, by the way. And it's heard across Southern California and on the World Wide Web. And you can find Bill at www.prophecydepot.net, prophecydepot.net. Bill's been on many programs that listeners to Take a Stand Radio might be familiar with, Christ in Prophecy, hosted by our friend Dr. David Reagan, Revelation TV in the UK, Jewish Voice TV with Jonathan Burness, and the other program that I co-host, Understanding the Times with Jan Markell. Later on in the broadcast, I'll give you information on how you can obtain a special package of Bill's materials, his best-known message, Israelistine on DVD, his terrific new book, Revelation Road, Hope Beyond the Horizon. And by the way, that book is an end-times novel followed by 200 pages of notes and documentation and prophetic understanding as Bill really unpacks what the scripture says about what he's written in the novel. And finally, we'll include the audio CD album containing the entire interview with Bill Salas from right here on Take a Stand Radio. Now, with all that said as an introduction, let me introduce you to Bill Salas. On the line with me is Bill Salas. He's an author, of course, and speaker, radio host, and my friend. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Eric. Thanks for having me on your program.
Bill, I know your expertise is, of course, with the Middle East and with Bible prophecy, and having worked with you and sat under your ministry in conferences where we've spoken together, I benefited from it. And just the way you lay it out is very simple for folks. And I know this is a complex issue that has to be made simple, that we can all kind of get. And we want to get this across to as many people as possible, not be over anybody's head. And you hear the talk often in the media, you hear it in the Christian media, and you hear people talk about the Arab Spring. Give me a sense for what you believe all of this means that's happened with the changing in the Arab world.
Well, yes, the Arab Spring kind of got its name because it started in January, really, of 2011, and it carried through and burgeoned through the spring. It's also been called the Arab Awakening. And it really is a change in the whole environment of what's going on in the Middle East. And when it started to happen, it was a lot of people thought, like the liberal pundits, that it was the youth bulge in the Middle East that, through the social networks of Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, got a glimpse outside of 7th century Islam and state-censored medias into life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And in part, I think that was driving it. But the Arab Spring has turned into a Arab regime change, is really what I think we need to look at here. It is not what the liberal pundits thought it was going to be, Western-style democracies popping up, and we're looking at cases in point already, like in Egypt as a prime example, and you look at Syria. Syria's got a major revolution that's been going on for over 17 months. And really what we're seeing, and I point out when I speak, Eric, is that contrary to what the liberal pundits say, it's important to note what Scripture says. And Daniel 2:21 says, "And he," speaking about the Lord, "changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding." Now, we have seen a season of change in the Middle East. We have seen kings removed. We are seeing new kings being raised up. Now, according to Daniel, the Lord is at the root of that type of situation, that sovereign type of action. And we have seen the Tunisian president, Bedin Ali, who reigned over there for, I think it was 30 years. Then you had Mubarak, who'd reigned over there for a comparable amount of time. Mubarak had been, Mubarak was 30 years, Ali of Tunisia was 23 years, and then you had even bin Laden and Anwar al-Awlaki, remember, they were also assassinated, Eric, and then you had Gaddafi, who had reigned over Libya for 42 years, and even the Yemen president, Saleh, was there for 33 years. They're gone, they're removed, and we've got new kings coming in their places. So we have a season of change over there, and the thing that I think is alarming is that it's gotten really, really bad in the Middle East as a result of this change that's going on. Israel is extremely threatened. Things are coming to a head in the Holy Land. War clouds are hovering densely over the Middle East. And I'm concerned one nearby morning, Eric, the world is going to wake up to Mideast missiles flying in every which direction. And the concern is, when that happens, are Americans prepared for the consequences of what will undoubtedly be a major regional conflict, Eric?
You know, Bill, one of the things that I know concerns you, it concerns me too, is that not only Americans, but the church here, I don't believe has a, I think almost a fantasy hold on this. We aren't living there. Many of us have not been there. We read all this stuff, but we don't realize how this will affect us here in our culture too. And this, if there was ever a time for the church to understand, at least have a basic understanding of Bible prophecy, a basic understanding of how these events take place, and also an understanding of why it is imperative that we as Americans, and in particular as Christians, support Israel. This is the day of it, if you ask me, and I'm very concerned about that. And you know, we don't want to be doom and gloomers, and I know you're not. When I listen to you speak, it is just so understandable. It has helped me so much to understand Bible prophecy, and I've been so blessed to be around so many good teachers with prophecy. And you have a different twist, and you know, God's given you a slightly different assignment in understanding how the ancient names of the different tribes and the different areas in the Middle East relate to where we are today. And I was so struck the first time I heard you speak about your book, Israelistan, and you explained that. And I just thought, man, this guy has got it. He understands it. And that's the kind of stuff the church needs to be aware of. And we can know these things are coming, but not be afraid, not walk in fear. We all are pensive about the future. We don't know what tomorrow brings, and we're concerned about our loved ones, especially those who are unsaved, and we'd like to see our family, our kids, in my case, my grandkids, and probably yours too, grow up in a free nation without the fears that may be upon us. But these are the days we live in. This is our lot in life. This is the time, and we just can't throw our hands up, put our heads in the sand, and turn on the TV and try to somehow escape from it every 5 minutes. And that's something I see, and I'm sure you do too.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Bible prophecy is outsourced to us from a loving God. Matter of fact, I think it's always important when we talk about Bible prophecy. It's given to us by a loving God who wants us to equip us with information for the days in which we live. We're told in Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10, that remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that have not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. God knows the end from the beginning. What a phenomenal aspect about that only God can do. He says there is only he and none other that can do this. And he doesn't give us Bible prophecy to impress us, but to inform us. And he's not a God sitting on the throne in heaven with just too much time on his hands. He has all time in his hands, and he loves us. He sent his son to die for our sins, and he wants us to know what's coming our way. And unlike maybe a couple centuries ago where there wasn't a lot of events to be watching prophetically, that's not the case right now, Eric. We are birthed, and talking about your grandchildren, if it's not us, I think it's going to be our kids or our grandkids. I'm about the same age as you. And, you know, the final generation has come upon us. The super sign of Israel in 1948, even Jesus pointed his apostles' attention in the Olivet Discourse in verse 32, Matthew 24, verse 32. The super sign of the end times was the rebirth of the nation Israel. Now, we're 64 years deep into the end times because that was on May 14th, 1948. And so we have an abundance of prophecies that are stage-setting. And when we spoke about the Arab Spring in the beginning of this program, every one of those countries in North Africa and in the Middle East is involved in Bible prophecies, and Bible prophecies of the end times, whether it's Psalm 83, the climactic concluding Arab-Israeli war, which is combining those Arab populations and nations and terrorist populations that share common borders with Israel, or whether it's Ezekiel 38, out around the other predominantly Muslim populations outside of those Arab states that share common borders with Israel, another big prophecy. They're both involved in, all those countries are involved in either of those prophecies, and those are end times prophecies, and they are prophecies that come to invade Israel for differing reasons. But the point is, this unsettling Arab Spring that's going on right now over there, it's changing things around. So we've got old leaders gone, we've got new leaders coming in, we've got old leaders that are still in, like for instance Ayatollah Khomeini and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Bashar Assad, although we don't know how long he'll be around in Syria, Hassan Nasrallah of Hezbollah, Mashal and Haniyeh of Hamas, Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinians. Those guys are still in place, and all of those guys don't like Israel. And so we can suspect, since we're in the end times, the prophecies of the Arab Spring, the countries of the Arab Spring are in end times Bible prophecies that come against Israel. We can expect the new leadership, like we're seeing in Egypt, President Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood. These are people who are going to be anti-Semitic and pro-Palestinian, and it's not too hard to recognize that the future for the Middle East is going to get probably even worse than it is right now until a war breaks out over there. And that war could happen real soon because of the things, the gyrations we're seeing going on in the Middle East presently. But maybe it would be helpful for your listeners, Eric, to talk a little bit about those prophecies so they could get a clue about what we're talking about and how those prophecies shape up, like Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38, even Isaiah 17, there's deals with Syria. Syria's in the news. Maybe that'd be helpful to the listeners.
We'll pick up right there with the interview with author and speaker Bill Salas in just a moment. Hello, everybody. Eric Barger back in the studio. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Take a Stand Radio. You can find me at ericbarger.com and find my guest, Bill Salas, at prophecydepot.net. We made arrangements to offer some of Bill's terrific ministry resources in return for your financial support of the radio outreach. First, Bill's book, Revelation Road, should be read by every Christian. It's part novel based on end-time events, followed by an exhaustive commentary by author Bill Salas as he dissects each chapter of the novel through the pages of God's Word. Next, we're offering Bill's dynamic and important DVD teaching based on his best-selling book, Israelistein. In this DVD, you'll learn why Bill Salas and a growing number of Bible prophecy experts are citing Psalm 83 as possibly the next stop in God's prophetic timetable. Finally, we're making available the audio CD album containing my entire interview with Bill Salas here on Take a Stand Radio. You can request any of these items individually or all three for a special package price of $45 plus postage. Here's our announcer to tell you more.
Our special offer this week is Bill Salas' unique book, Revelation Road, his dynamic, informative DVD presentation, Israelistein, and the CD album of Bill's entire interview with Eric Barger right here on Take a Stand Radio. Get copies of these cutting-edge materials for yourself, your family, and friends, or for your church. To order, visit our safe and secure online store at ericbarger.com. That's ericbarger.com, or call 214-289-5244. And remember, your purchase helps to support the outreach of Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries.
Maybe it would be helpful for your listeners, Eric, to talk a little bit about those prophecies so they could get a clue about what we're talking about and how those prophecies shape up, like Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38, even Isaiah 17, there's deals with Syria. Syria's in the news. Maybe that'd be helpful to the listeners.
Well, I think we should go that direction, and I'm depending on your expertise, and really, after examining your work and after getting to know you, I trust what God has shown you. And you know, it shouldn't be any consolation to us looking at some of the new leaders over there. That's the key, and that's what you just said in summation of it, that the new leaders may be worse than the old. When you, in fact, will, I think, eventually turn out to be worse than the old. And let me give a word before you get into the different areas, Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38 and so on, that we do want to talk about. This is almost like the thing you would say at the end of the program, but I want to say this to listeners right now, because I know that there are people who talk of this disturbs them. They want something that makes them feel good. They've been desensitized by the seeker-sensitive, light and fluffy church, you know, and this is too much for them. Let me tell you, folks, it will only take one of these events to see the oil flow of the world completely disrupted. We don't know what the future holds, but the church itself, let me take that back. We do know what the future holds if we read the Bible, if we study prophecy. God has not made this a secret to those who have eyes and ears to hear what he's said to us. We don't know the exact timing of the events or exactly the players, every name and so on. But the church needs to position itself in such a way that when this kind of trouble strikes the world, we are then ready and we are able, because we have prepared ahead of time, to be able to minister and witness to the lost around us who are going to be searching for answers, who will be in complete disarray. Not that we won't be touched by these things. And I encourage each and every one of you, Bible prophecy is a phenomenal tool to win the lost to Jesus Christ. And that is our mission. That's why we're here. Let's not get sidetracked away from that. That is the mission of the church. And we've got to be prepared. This could be a phenomenal time of seeing names added to the Lamb's Book of Life. And it shouldn't be something that we just walk in a shroud of doom and trying to avoid. Understanding it is how we're going to be able then to deal with it and to be able to use this for the glory of God in those days. And again, we don't know when it's going to happen. And we all pray it doesn't happen on our watch. But it sure looks like it's going to, doesn't it, Bill?
Well, it really does. And you know, the generation we live in, there's a special reward for us to be courageous as we go through these times. Just like Joshua and Caleb were rewarded for their faith for being courageous during the time of the Exodus. You know, they were born in a generation that was facing severe persecution at the end of the 400 years of bondage that Abraham was foretold would happen in Genesis 15. That was, of course, when they went into Egypt. And it was toward the end, and Moses was lifted up and to deliver the Hebrews out of the Exodus, out of Egypt into the Exodus, and they had to go into the Promised Land. That was part two of that prophecy in Genesis 15, that after the bondage, they would be brought into the land of milk and honey, into the Promised Land. And out of the 12 tribes, 10 of the main members of the 10 tribes that went in there with the 12 spies in Numbers 13 and 14, they cowered. They did not trust God. They did not have courage to go forward and fulfill the prophecy that was there. But Joshua and Caleb did. They understood it was the battle belonged to the Lord. And so when they spied out the Promised Land, they stood up and had courage and came back and were rewarded for that. And of course, they entered into the Promised Land. They were given an opportunity to know the Lord in a very special way, the way he delivers people with courage in these end times, or in those times. But now we've got the same thing to look at, because the problem that a lot of people have, and even inside the church, is the end times just don't fit into their life plan. They want to see things turn around in this country. They want to have their kids get married. They want to have their grandkids be birthed and go to college and et cetera. And that is all wonderful and noble, and hopefully we can still see that happen. But the bottom line is, if we're in the end, and if we're deep into the end, and I suspect we are, Eric, this economy probably isn't going to get better. And if the Middle East goes crazy, that is just going to hinder that even all the more. So wishful thinking is not going to get us through these types of tough times that are coming forward. So we need to, you know, get courageous. We need to sober up. We need to trust in the Lord, so that he can deliver that kind of courage and faith, and we can see him the way Joshua and Caleb saw him when they needed the kind of faith they needed. We need to have that kind of faith too, that kind of end times faith, that courageous faith, and we'll be rewarded for that. Now, the other thing you're talking about is extremely important, and I would point to Revelation 19:10 when we talk about Bible prophecy. We're told it says, worship God, Revelation 19:10, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Prophecy, we start to understand it, and we thank God for telling us Bible prophecy, for issuing Bible prophecy to us. And our natural response should be to worship him. That's why it says, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That's how I came to know the Lord, Eric. It's a prophecy can also be used as a witnessing tool. You know, when people see events going on around them that concerns them, especially the events in the Middle East that are going on that are probably going to come over and adversely affect America once a war breaks out over there, and we can say to them, listen, this the stuff that you're watching on your television set and you're reading about on your internet, let's open our Bibles to Psalm 83 or Ezekiel 38 or whatever it is and say, look, doesn't this look pretty much like what you're seeing on TV? This was spelled out to ancient prophets, enlightened by God, to tell us about information that's pertinent to our day and age. The God who loves us, the God who sent his son to die for us, and you've just elevated that conversation with an unbeliever to a whole different level now. It's like, oh my goodness, you're right. I didn't know. It talked about Syria and Isaiah 17 coming under a burden where actually Damascus will someday cease to exist. Well, you know, that's what it says, Isaiah 17:1, the burden against Damascus. Behold, Damascus shall cease to be a city, it shall be a ruinous heap. Well, you know, right now Syria's got refugees just flooding out of Damascus into northern Jordan. Jordan just had to open a refugee camp. You've got thousands by the groves leaving even into northern Syria into Turkey. It's a major problem. Syria is big-time revolution right now. It is a free-for-all over there. You've got Iran trying to hold on to it as a proxy state. You've got Saudi Arabia and the Sunni states trying to get a foothold in there so that Iran can't put its Shiite proxy hold on the Alawite regime. And that's just one example of what's going on. Everything around Israel right now is a hornet's nest. But the point being is that you're absolutely right. The Bible prophecies that we're talking about in this program are for our time, and they're for us to glean information from and also to share with people from a loving God and lead people to the Lord through them. And that's what I try to do with my ministry, not just throw a lot of doom and gloom at people and you know, try to impress people with, well, boy, look what I've studied, or, you know, what it's all about here is leading people to the Lord and preparing them for the days in which they live. And that's what God intended prophecy for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. That's the way I've seen it since the very beginning of my walk with the Lord. And as I began to look at this, I realized that's what's going on here. And we need to pray for America. We don't need to be doom and gloomers and fatalistic about it. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for our leaders. One of my constant prayers and something I say often in a particular message that I preach about America and who we are as a nation is when we talk about those who are running for election, God either save them or remove them in Jesus' name. That's just the way I pray about it. So I'm not a doom and gloomer about America. I'm not ready to give up on us, but we need to understand how volatile we are, and our leaders have sadly positioned us to have the judgment hand of God against us instead of the blessing hand of God that's been there for so long. Bill, I want to reset the stage a little bit, but your website, A Wealth of Information, prophecydepot.com, and your DVD, Israelistan, your book, Revelation Road, we're offering those in a package. Great resources, the kind of stuff that the church should be reading today to buttress itself in the day that we live in, and really encourage folks to get a hold of those, to get a hold of you, to make your website a resource center for themselves, which it is. Again, you've been listening to Take a Stand Radio, and this is your host, Eric Barger. We'll continue my interview with author and Bible prophecy expert Bill Salas on next week's program. But as I come to the close of this program, I want to announce that today marks the one-year anniversary of us presenting Take a Stand Radio across America and around the world each weekend. We greatly appreciate you listening and your support and your prayers, the notes and the emails that you've sent. Been very heartening, and it is much appreciated. However, we are still in need of regular monthly supporters for Take a Stand Radio. I invite you to support a ministry that isn't afraid to take tough stands, is dedicated to upholding God's word, and is above all focused on winning souls. Our byline is, as it says on our website, we exist to see the lost saved and the church changed for the glory of God. So to donate or to make a monthly pledge to Take a Stand Radio, please visit ericbarger.com and click the keyword Nehemiah. You'll see a banner that says Nehemiah right toward the top of the page. Just click there and that'll give you all the information. Or you can call us at 214-289-5244. That's 214-289-5244. God bless you and thanks so much. As I tell you each week, this ministry is brought to you by Take a Stand Ministries, Rowlett, Texas, and is funded and supported by the gifts of our friends and our supporters. Come and join us and take a stand with us this week. Thanks again. I'll talk to you next weekend.
With nearly three decades of experience, Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries exist to see the lost saved and the church changed by providing cutting-edge insight on issues facing us today. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your participation is needed. Please consider a gift to help Eric and Take a Stand challenge both the world and the church. Send your gifts and requests for products mentioned on this broadcast to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. That's Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. Or call us at 214-289-5244. This is John Clemens reminding you to join us right here again next week and encouraging you to take a stand for Jesus Christ each and every day.